Sie hören SBS German.
Die Oktoberfestsaison in München ist zu Ende, wie wir vorhin schon gehört haben. Hier in Australien ist sie dagegen voll im Gange. Ein Australier, der davon profitiert, ist der Musiker Martin Sakharov. Der gelernte klassische Klarinettist, der lebte lange Jahre in Österreich und Deutschland und spielte und tourte dort auch in diversen Gruppen durch die Republiken. Seit etlichen Jahren spielt er aber auch hier in seiner Heimat mit Volksmusikbands in ganz Australien und ist derzeit völlig ausgebucht. Wir waren dementsprechend dankbar, dass er sich ein wenig Zeit genommen hat für ein Gespräch. Martin hat hautnah miterlebt, wie sich die Begeisterung für Oktoberfeste hier in Australien vor allem in den letzten 10 Jahren gewandelt hat.
10 years ago was insignificant, but now it's getting bigger and bigger all the time. And what's fascinating me, because I've got full sort of, you know, Bavarian garb to wear. I've got Lederhosen and Trachten Jacke and all that sort of stuff. And now I'm finding like about a third of the audience are wearing those clothes when I turn up to events, which is pretty exciting. Yeah, it's quite fascinating to see such a huge swing in that direction.
Volksmusik ist nicht gerade Mainstream-Musik hier in Australien. Seine Begeisterung für diesen Musikstil startete mit seiner klassischen Musikausbildung, verrät Martin.
What's interesting, I mean, as a musician, I studied classical music for quite a long time too, so I'm well aware of different styles and so on. That's one of the things you have to be with music in Australia, because there's never any type of music that earns a great deal of money, so you've got to be pretty versatile. what fascinated me was that early classical music. So if you take sort of Mozart or Bach or any of those early period, basically what they were doing was taking German folk music and orchestrating it for different ensembles, because it's so similar to early classical music. Yeah, very, very much so. You can hear that what's happened is, I actually heard an interesting story that the Blue Danube Waltz from Strauss. He actually heard a band in a bar in Vienna playing that tune and ripped it off and rearranged it for a string orchestra to play for the emperor.
That's a good story.
The story might be true, but I did read that somewhere. But I'm not surprised, because you'll find so much folk music is very similar to what classical music was doing during those sort of late 18th into 19th century.
Generell hatte die Volksmusik laut Martin einen größeren Einfluss auch international, als vielen Menschen bewusst scheint.
What's interesting is also that German folk music has flowed into American pop music in lots of ways. You'll find there's quite a lot of German folk songs that have had lyrics in English written for them have turned into pop songs in America. So, like, for instance, I'm trying to think of names of ones, they're not springing to mind straight away, but there's two or three quite famous pop songs that were actually German folk songs. And the USA had a large German immigration population, and so a lot of German folk music ended up becoming, you'll hear country music is very similar. American country music is very similar to German folk music. It's basically the same thing, but played on guitars instead of brass instruments.
Yeah.
So it has flowed in many ways into modern music.
Den Grund für die wachsende Beliebtheit der Oktoberfest-Tradition hier in Australien sieht Martin zum einen im Multikulturalismus in Australien und zum anderen aber auch an der gemeinsamen Liebe für Bier.
Well, I think partly multiculturalism, you know, very, very normal that lots of different cultural stuff is happening in Australia now. And like I said, I think this sort of, you know, prejudice against Germany because of the war has virtually disappeared. And the other thing is that we're probably as addicted to beer as Southern Germans are. So
That helps.
That certainly helps it.
Neben dem Bier lieben Menschen aus aller Welt natürlich auch die deftige traditionelle Küche. So geht es auch Martin. Allerdings muss er bei der Wahl seines Essens auch darauf achten, dass er damit im Magen noch ordentlich Klarinette spielen kann. Also statt Haxe setzt er deshalb lieber auf ein anderes Leibgericht.
Yeah, Käsespätzle, if you know that one.
Yes, Käsespätzle, sort of, nice.
Käsespätzle, yeah. Yeah, because the problem for me is if I'm playing, I can't eat too much food because playing a wind instrument, you need, your stomach has to, stomach muscles have to work pretty hard. So if you eat any sort of large meat meals, you find it's hard work to play at the same time because it's definitely a fitness thing playing a wind instrument. But Käsespätzle is a great one, definitely.
Ja, seine Zeit in Österreich und Deutschland hat dem gebürtigen Australier auch einen weiteren, größeren Blick auf die Welt gegeben. Vor allem die Bedeutung von Künsten und die Hilfsbereitschaft.
I was really impressed with how important the arts were in general, in the culture. You know, that, I mean, it was interesting, a few people mentioned there that Australia had a bit of a reputation of being sport-obsessed, whereas what you found there was people were much more interested in the arts in general, you know.
Yeah.
So, seeing music and well, just all of the arts really. So that, but I also found that, and this could be comparing Australia with other parts of Europe, but a very supportive culture. Almost always, you found people were very keen to help each other if anyone had any problems. You know,
yeah.
I really found that was great, to be honest.
Viel Zeit zum Mitfeiern bleibt diesen Oktober nicht für den Musiker, da er komplett ausgebucht ist, wie er verrät.
Flat out, I'm afraid. I've got every sometimes two gigs a day on the weekends, sort of different ones, and like I said, all over Victoria. I've done them in Warragul and Lilydale, and I've got one. Oh, I can't even remember where they all are, but yeah.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Pleasure, no worries, mate. Good on you.
Lust auf weitere Interviews und Geschichten? Uns gibt's auf allen großen Podcast-Plattformen wie Apple, Google und Spotify.